ESPN Daily is presented by Supercuts, the smarter, easier way to get a haircut. It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts. So Dave Fleming, we both started in this business, in journalism, as fact checkers at Sports Illustrated.
Yes, please. Unless you fact checked a Gary Smith bonus piece over a long weekend, don't even talk to me about facts and figures and whatnot.
It is a glorious fraternity. I'm glad to be in with you, Dave. We had to like cross out individual words to make sure everything was accurate. And so to do an episode with you here today about Wikipedia, it almost feels like a perverse betrayal of our roots, to be honest.
Yes, because you remember back then it was do not use Wikipedia as a source. You cannot use Wikipedia as a source. Now, I may have used Wikipedia as a source, but yeah, Wikipedia is this incredible tool of knowledge, maybe the greatest in the history of humankind, but you still can't rely on it for factual information.
No, Dave, it's this dystopian library of Alexandria. And in sports in specific, the things we're supposed to be fact-checking here, it's especially worrisome because there is a particular problem in sports, Dave, that you've reported on here. Which is what?
Yeah, it's actually kind of fascinating that people, sports fans actually come to Wikipedia for maybe first and foremost reference and stats. But there's actually a unique thing about Wikipedia sports is that it's known for this kind of vandalism and this kind of humor and this sort of weird aspect of sports fans venting through Wikipedia.
So basically, sports happens, there's a big game, there's a big event, and instantly people go and take their spray cans.
It has become as every bit as part of the post-game celebration as Gatorade showers and trophy presentations, fans going on Wikipedia to say that someone's been owned or that there's a new mayor in Green Bay,
yes,
or that, you know, someone has been shipped off to Siberia.
And so in your reporting on this, because again, you did real reporting on this, what would you call like the watershed moment in Wiki sports vandalism?
There definitely is one for Wiki sports vandalism. And it was like a 6-month stretch in 2014 that I believe started with or really peaked with the World Cup that summer.
Yeah, I was in Brazil at the time, Flem, as it happens, covering the 2014 World Cup. How would you describe what happened, though, as Wikipedia saw it unfold?
Well, really either a watershed moment or a low point for Wikipedia editors. And Tim Howard, they're playing Belgium, and Tim Howard is playing, the goaltender, is playing out of his mind.
15 saves for Tim Howard. This is the most in the World Cup, I can tell you, for half a century.
Single-handedly keeping the U.S. in this game with what is still a record, 16 saves against Belgium.
Looking to terrorize that defense again. He's so big and strong. It's Lukaku! And another save by the extraordinary Tim Howard.
You have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
We were all sort of following along through social media. Remember the hashtag Tim Howard can save or could have saved. And people were like the Titanic, Private Ryan.
Earth from an asteroid, all
exactly.
Of these things.
And part of that was then after the game, someone went into the U.S. government Wikipedia page and changed the Secretary of Defense to say Tim Howard. It became part of the amplifying and continuing to enjoy what he had done. And pretty soon, everybody is calling him hashtag Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, Flem, I remember the real life Obama administration, like taking note of this, maybe because the most used reference on the internet basically was saying a soccer goalie was one of their cabinet members.
So after this incredible performance, Tim Howard gets a call the very next day from President Obama, which blows his mind, right? And the fact that soccer had even reached that kind of attention level. But then it takes it to another level. He gets a call from the actual Secretary of Defense who says, you know, hey, I kind of like this job and I want to keep it, but when I'm done with it, you are more than welcome to take over as Secretary of Defense, Tim Howard.
So walk me through the Secretary of Defense thing.
Most people don't go on their Wikipedia page on a daily basis, right?
So right.
I had no idea. Someone brought it to my attention, and I just remember thinking, like, that's hilarious. Also, like, ha ha, cool. And then, yeah, of course, I got a call from the Secretary of Defense, which was, like, super, like, tongue-in-cheek and funny. And, you know, he's like, you're going to have my job at some point. You know, it's just like, and obviously getting to speak to President Obama was, you know, that's the stuff that dreams are made of. So it was really cool.
He mentioned that the athletes, or himself in particular, they kind of love this, right? It's become part of the folklore of this moment. It's sort of amplified. And people in airports and stadiums, when they see him, they literally 7-8 years later still call him Secretary of Defense. And he loves that.
But it doesn't sound, Dave, like everybody loves this as much.
No, what the Secretary of Defense Wikipedia vandalism started was this great secret battle that's been going on ever since between Wikipedia editors and Wikipedia purists and sports fans over who owns that landscape.
We have all turned to Wikipedia for information more often than we like to admit. Even though we know that anyone, and I mean anyone, can edit those entries and add pretty much whatever they want, whenever they want. And a startling number of those wiki vandals, it turns out, are sports fans, who have this tendency to turn our modern-day encyclopedia into a modern-day bathroom wall. So today, Dave Fleming explains how we got here, and what it's like to be one of the people who is quietly and perpetually trying to clean up our mess. I'm Pablo Torre. It's Wednesday, February 23rd. This is ESPN Daily.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Dave Fleming, I have summoned you here to tell us about this voyage you took into the rabbit hole of Wikipedia, and how it is that sports as a category, basically, has come to require this special vigilance against jokes and memes and all the fake stuff that spreads virally across the internet. And one of the athletes you really focus on is not the type of athlete I thought you would focus on, because he's on the U.S. men's curling team. And while he did not win a medal in the Beijing Olympics, where he was just competing, his Wikipedia page remains especially notable.
There are always layers to these stories that when you start to pull them back, you just go, oh my God, I love this story so much. And this was one of them, because one of the groups of athletes that get attacked more than anyone else, well, every 4 years, are curlers, Olympic curlers. I don't understand this. They seem like the nicest people in the world to me. And Matt Hamilton, Olympic gold medalist from the U.S., in particular, has been attacked by wiki vandals more than anyone.
So hold on. These people want to stage like a de facto coup of the online database of curling. And what is Matt Hamilton's page looking like? And what does Matt Hamilton look like, incidentally?
Well, I know this is it's an audio medium, but if I stood up, basically he looks a lot like me, right? He's got a little bit of a dad bod. He's kind of athletic. He's a curler. I mean, come on, right? He throws rocks for a living. And, you know, he readily admits that when they attack him for having a dad bod.
The scare quotes you put around athletic are also essential for our non-visual audience to understand.
Formerly athletic, yes.
And so the Wikipedia page that he has, his online biography basically for all to see, how has it been so tarnished?
Oh my gosh, in every way possible. Think of your ninth grade sense of humor and then log into Matt Hamilton's Wikipedia page and that's what's going on. So they attack him for being like, even though he's married, a cougar hunter, they say he looks like the Mario Brothers. He's got a dad bod. And his personal favorite, which I think he laughed for like 30 seconds just remembering this, was that he suffers greatly from irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, the IBS thing, that is a footnote I warn our listeners against clicking too eagerly.
Oh, yeah. So he's been listed as both an American hero and being married to his sister for a short time, which is absolutely not true, by the way. That did not check out.
Good to know.
And then the one that we all of us enjoy the most, which actually might be true, is that he has the greatest mustache in the history of American sports.
Yeah, and it's not like an evil train conductor mustache. It's not like a theatrical Raleigh Fingers Waluigi type of deal. It looks like a mustache, a bushy mustache that someone at a bar literally might have unironically.
Yeah, it also looks like the kind of thing that, like, he shaved it on Tuesday and it came in full on, like, Thursday afternoon. So, and he's quite proud of it, but he's also, he's got humility about his amazing mustache, too, because he told me, he was like, what about Robin Yount, the Milwaukee Brewer? He was like, so I'm not even the most famous Wisconsinite with an awesome mustache, but I love that I'm even in the conversation. So those Wikipedia edits, some of them, those are cool with me.
I appreciate the fact-checking by Matt Hamilton, incidentally. But as that's concerned, Dave, like, I know it's not just the athletes who curl who have been vandalized here. It's the actual, like, sport itself.
Yes, so I'm telling you, somebody out there has a real problem with curlers. I don't know what happened, but someone has just epically and routinely and incessantly gone in and vandalized the curlers Wikipedia page. Sometimes the entire page has been erased and it just says curling is not a sport. Curling is not a sport. Curling is not a sport.
Oh, wow.
Other times for the definition of the sport, it's just what old people who can't do anything else do. Somebody is out there really going after the curlers.
It is something that so many athletes at this point, real legit, like star athletes who are not in question as athletes, they also clearly have felt this as well.
Yeah, we concluded that it would be easier at this point to figure out who hasn't had their Wikipedia page vandalized than to find out and list all the athletes that have. I mean, honestly, it's now become a litmus test of, are you really famous as a sports personality or athlete? Because if you are, someone has gone in and vandalized your Wikipedia page.
It's to the point where, as you alluded to before, this has become its own genre of cliche, right? Like, it seems like there are templates now that people just go to in a race to just be first.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what's funny is a lot of the Wikipedia editors we talk to, that's what kind of bugs them the most. They have to clean up all this stuff and they do it really fast. But what it's the sort of the unoriginal edits that are happening now. It's like, you know, so-and-so got owned or so-and-so's the mayor of so-and-so. What they really are upset about is it's like, okay, put a little more thought into it.
Yeah. And I feel for them. I feel for them both because they're right. Creativity is lacking as it happens to be across memes on the internet, but also because, wait a minute, there are actual human beings who have to do this job.
Yes. And they're volunteers too. I mean, it's like,
oh no.
Yeah. They're just doing it out of their sense of public service. Wikipedia has 6.5 million English language pages. And they're edited by only really about 132,000 active Wikipedia editors. I think there are like 42 million people registered with Wikipedia, but only this poor 100,000 or so. These poor people, after work, before work, on their lunch break, have to go in and clean up all of our fun.
Yeah, the whole like student to teacher ratio of everyone on the planet to 100,000 or so, as you say, like active human editors, it feels like an unfair ratio, to be honest with you, Dave. And so when you talk to one of these put upon human volunteers, like how would you characterize who they are, what their deal is?
Yeah, Earl Washburn is the 35-year-old Ottawa native and curling enthusiast who, this stopped me in my tracks, who edits almost all of the 5,000 curling Wikipedia pages. And he's the one who has to go in and clean up all of Matt Hamilton's mess, that poor guy. And he does it, like I said, after work, on his lunch break, in the mornings. He just does it out of his love of Wikipedia and curling.
So wait, what is his day job? Like, what's, what?
It's a pretty classic story as far as all the Wikipedia editors I talked to. When he grew up, his grandma bought him a set of Britannica, right, encyclopedias.
Oh, RIP at this point, right?
Yeah, because the current Wikipedia encyclopedia is the equivalent of like 4,000 volumes of Encyclopedia Britannica. But so he grew up, you know, sort of really interested in encyclopedias. He always got the hockey almanac. And just he decided when he became a curler that he would take it upon himself to make sure all these curling pages are accurate and up to date. His day job is he works as a polling and a voting analytics guy, but I don't think he understood the war that was going to take place between anti-curlers and his Wikipedia domain.
It sounds like a guy whose day job is guardian of democracy, bit off maybe a little bit more than he could chew in terms of his hobby.
Yeah, and what I love is Earl confessed that he started on Wikipedia as a vandal. So he knows what he's looking for because when he was a teenager, he did the same thing. He went on and inserted some funny lines about his friends into their high school Wikipedia page. So he knows what he's looking for and what age group he's targeting.
Yeah, it's like how you hire a bank robber to make sure that this bank cannot be robbed again.
Exactly. And poor Earl, I mean, he's got his work cut out for him.
And so I am curious now, like what does pass muster with these Wikipedia editors who have seen everything, who are exhausted by us? Like what sort of jokes, what sort of vandalism does pass their smell test?
Well, they are, as a group, completely over someone being quote-unquote owned by another athlete. There's a collective eye roll that is like, come on, it's been 8 years. We got to up our game here.
Yeah, Steph Curry is the owner of the Lakers now. We get it.
Right. It's kind of like, ha ha, yeah, that's funny. It's, again, ninth grade. It's like ninth grade all over again. But, you know, there have been a few that even they sort of enjoy. And it's usually stuff like when it's creativity, like when the Edmonton Oilers get bumped out of the playoffs and somebody puts them on the list of the world's worst oil spills. You know, it doesn't take much, Pablo. I mean, or Wikipedia vandals who are listening to this, just spend an extra 30 seconds trying to come up with something creative.
Just workshop it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Workshop it. Exactly. And one of my favorite that I found was the 7-time Olympic champion swimmer, Katie Ledecky. Someone went in and changed her profile to say that she was a humanoid evolution spawned in the bowels of Poseidon.
Yeah, that's poetic, Dave. That's like Iliad Odyssey level stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a Wikipedia editor, I would have left that in there for sure. or a Sports Illustrated fact checker, I would have definitely left that in there.
And so these heroes, incidentally, the humans who are trying to preserve the democracy of Wikipedia, the purity, the integrity of the whole enterprise, do they have help? Do they have tools when people are just like taking shots, right? It's a volume business, I presume. Do they have anything that can help these poor souls?
They do, actually. And I'm not sure Wikipedia really wants this well known, but it is really automated. It's supposed to be community sourced and everybody together editing this great resource for humankind. But there are a ton of bots that are actually maintaining and protecting Wikipedia.
Ooh.
And one of their main jobs is to go in and search for vandalism terms They've created this huge list of terms that typically get vandalized on sports Wikipedia. The bots go in and they are constantly searching through all 6.5 million pages, articles, I should say, looking for these words and switching them back. So usually if a page does get vandalized and it's not very creative, it's gone in seconds.
Right. So what are the sorts of terms that you have now understood to be auto-banned? And what does that mean for the people who tried to make that edit?
Well, it means, you know, if you try to do the old, like, he got owned by so-and-so, or he's the mayor now of so-and-so, basically what happens is most of us, we don't see the actual vandalism. It's somebody does it, they post it on Wikipedia, they take a screenshot, bots come in. It's like Terminator. The bots come in and take care of everything.
Yeah, so the screenshot gets them the clout, but the actual encyclopedia is free from such impurities.
It is, unless, I mean, this tells you how sort of angry and adamant, and sometimes sports fans will swarm a page and their anger is even too powerful for the Wikipedia bots. And Jimmy Garoppolo's page had to be locked a couple of years ago because fans would go in, they changed they put his middle name as Garoppolo, I think it is.
I hate that I'm laughing at this, but that does like tickle at least 10th grade me. Yeah.
Right. And it's kind of like, oh, I hope that was up for 5 seconds. And they kept switching his position to professional garbage can. Until finally, the bots, the editors, everybody realized we are no match for angry 49ers fans. And they just had to lock Jimmy Garoppolo's Wikipedia page.
Garoppolo is sort of the thing that our ESPN Daily producer, Alex Hyacinth, diehard 49ers fan, absolutely might have edited for the record. And I cannot say definitively that he did not.
Well, he fits in perfectly with this crew, but I should warn him, I can go into Wikipedia edits and see who actually made the Garoppolo, the beautiful Garoppolo vandalism edit.
Yeah, so before we trace IP addresses right now, Dave, I want to hit this break, and afterwards, I need to ask you if anyone can possibly escape with their Wikipedia page unscathed.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code DAILY. That's code DAILY. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky. 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
So Dave, we're at the point in the movie where I actually just want to understand the motivations of the criminals. Like, why do people do this, really? You've studied this, you've thought about it. You may have done it yourself, I can't say for sure. What is the point of all of this as you understand it?
I think at the root of this, there's actually something really kind of nice and sort of special about sports fans, is that they're finding a way to communicate their frustration, their happiness, their sense of humor through Wikipedia vandalism. And it's a way for them to kind of, again, just sort of extend the vibe, whether it's extend the trash talk because you're mad because the Bengals lost, or extend the vibe of a great win maybe for the Georgia Bulldogs by going in and vandalizing Wikipedia. So at its purest sense, it's just fans trying to sort of like squeeze one more great moment out of a big win or an awful loss.
You know, when you put it like that, Dave, it kind of feels like people are turning the encyclopedia into its own like social network.
Yeah, I often thought of that the doctor's line from Jurassic Park, where it was like, life will find a way. And it seemed very similar, where it's like sports fans have been kept apart. They need to trash talk. They need to crack jokes. They need to sort of have this community. And they've found a loophole in Wikipedia's rules that allows them to use that platform for those purposes. And it's kind of awesome.
Well, and now I'm thinking of another line from Jurassic Park, of course, which is when Robert Muldoon is pointing his rifle and he is ambushed by a velociraptor. And all he can say at that point is, clever girl. Because there is like a gallows humor aspect to this, Flem, where like even the victims have to doff their caps.
Yeah, it's funny. There was a moment again in 2014, a watershed moment for Wikipedia vandalism, when it really got taken to a whole nother level. Because as you know, right, even talking, joking, saying anything about a player being injured, that is like a line that you are not supposed to cross. But when Emmanuel Sanders was playing for the Denver Broncos and got hit and knocked out against the Rams, somebody went on his Wikipedia page before he had even been escorted off the field and people knew he was okay, and they put him as deceased.
Manning the throw. Separation. Oh, big hit. Sanders gets walloped by McLeod.
And you know what? It's, you would think, again, every rule in sports is that you are not supposed to make light of an athlete being injured. But Emmanuel Sanders kind of, he loved it and he joined in with it.
Wait a minute. So yeah, I remember this now. I'm looking it up. Yeah, right. This is the whole thing in your story about how his date of death is November 14th, 2014, the day of the game, and his place of death is St. Louis, all of which is a little too morbidly on the nose, you would think.
Yeah, I mean, this was a grotesque hit that left him sort of like, no one knew if he was actually okay. And this really was a moment where it was like, okay, wait a minute, maybe a Wikipedia sports vandalism has gone too far. But actually, they discovered new territory.
And once Emmanuel Sanders realized, A, he was alive, and that, B, this is how the internet had just done him, what did he do in response?
Oh, it's so smart. You know, instead of getting angry or sort of like yelling at fans, he turned the whole thing on its ear, really maybe the first time I've ever seen this in sports, where instead of getting angry about people joking about his injuries, he one-upped the Wikipedia vandals. He vandalized the Wikipedia vandals. And 3 days after the game, when he was okay, he tweeted out this great picture of him in his car, chin in hand, and sort of this great grin on his face. And he said, you know, Wikipedia said I was dead. I guess I'm resurrected. And then really, I mean, he was not done. And then he actually topped that the next day, the next evening, where he tweeted out a picture of himself in what looked like a crowded bar, maybe a VIP section, with this great sort of like heavenly glow on his face. And he said, Wikipedia said I died. Well, I must be in heaven.
So while I kind of wish everybody would be Emmanuel Sanders in this way, Flem, I also understand that like the job of the Wikipedia guardian angels, as it were, like they are dealing with people who have very different senses of humor about this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, to them, this is their baby, right? They want to protect it. They want it to fulfill its mission statement from when it was created, that it is this sort of like incredible online community generated reference, maybe the greatest in human history. And so they take it very seriously about trying to protect it and keep it accurate. But even they have to realize that you can't change Wikipedia's mission is to be this sort of transparent, community sourced, open encyclopedia. And so if sports fans have said that this is how they want it to be, by Wikipedia's own definition, they kind of have to let it be that way.
Wait, so they have an actual commitment to a principle here that they value, even as they are horrified, perhaps, that these people are treating it as a ninth grader would a bathroom wall.
Right, exactly. And all they can do is plead with people that, please, this is not really what it's meant for. But even they understand it is. It's very much like a free speech thing. They understand, right? If this is what Wikipedia is, then we have to accept the bad and the good. We have to accept the so-and-so getting owned every day with the fact that you can also look up every Super Bowl MVP in existence.
Yes, access to the full bloom of human accomplishment and knowledge weighed against the idea that sometimes you're going to have people calling, I don't know, like Toronto Maple Leafs coach Mike Babcock, an unemployed loser sometimes.
Exactly, a fry cook. And they're going to do it 18 minutes after he gets fired. Yeah, as one Wikipedia editor I talked to, Bill Butler, put it, all things considered, better to vandalize Wikipedia than light a car on fire.
And this, at the end, is where I must think of the habitually vandalized Matt Hamilton, Flem, the American curler that we talked about earlier in this show, because it does seem that despite not winning a medal at the Olympics in Beijing, there is a surprising silver lining here. His Wikipedia page, as far as I can tell, does seem to be safe, at least for now.
His page is safe, Pablo, but my reporting has revealed that not all of us are safe from Wikipedia sports vandals.
Oh, no. Wait, yeah. What are you talking about?
Oh, geez. Do you have access to the internet?
Yeah, no, Flem. Yeah, I do have the internet on this podcast that I record remotely with you, where I'm staring at you over a Squadcast link. So what do you want me to look up?
Yes, please look up. Go to one Wikipedia page for a certain Pablo S. Torre.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You have some strange affiliations there.
So I am looking at my Wikipedia page right now, and unfortunately, the guardians of the digital encyclopedia have not done me any favors here. Because it turns out that Pablo S. Torre, born September 27, 1985, is a Filipino-American sports writer, Czech, and communist for China and the Chinese Communist Party, and the host of ESPN Daily. And Fleb, you know, what's most insulting to me about this is that the phrase Chinese Communist Party, it's all like mixed up lowercase and capital letters, man. Like, come on. Nothing from the editors or the bots on this.
No, and you're right. The next time I vandalize your page, I will use proper punctuation.
Fortunately, because of Wikipedia's magic, I know it's not you, actually. In fact, let me just address the perpetrator in question who made this edit on February 16th, 2022, right? So coolman2384, I'm coming for you, bro.
So am I.
Dave Fleming, thank you for joining me on a quest for online vengeance.
Comrade, my pleasure.
I'm Pablo Torre. This has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.